brought to you by Starfield. Embark on an epic journey through the stars and Bethesda Game Studios' first new universe in over 25 years. In this next-generation role-playing game, you decide who you are and what you will become. The most important story is the one that you tell. Captain your own ship as you venture through the settled systems, exploring over 1,000 planets while unraveling humanity's greatest mystery. For all into the Starfield. Visit www.starfieldgame.com to learn more and pre-order. Rated M for mature.
Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest, real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
Today's show is sponsored by gas2u.net. Tired of long lines at the pump and dealing with the unsavory sort of people that work at a gas station? Then check out gas2u.net. Just log in, pick out the type of gas, and within 2 days you'll get gallons of gasoline right on your doorstep. And use offer code TomPodFriendsTomPod for 15% off any order of 87 octane. Gas2u.net. Get the fuel you need where you want. Let's do the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. Each episode is a recap of an episode of Friends. And we're going through them one by one. So let's go and meet the friends. It's like still 10 seconds. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I hope everybody's having a good time as we work our way toward the end of season one of Friends, and this episode tonight is season one, episode 20, the one with the evil orthodontist, and this was written by Dodie Abrams and directed by Peter Boners, once again, the dentist from Newhart Show, and this aired on April 6th, 1995, and this one is it starts off with the gang sitting around, arguing about Mr. Peanut. And then they notice somebody's peeping into their window with a telescope. And Joey discovers it's a woman, and he tries to figure out who it is, discovers it's a woman, and she's being very complimentary about Joey, and then also Monica Chandler gets a date, and then he's obsessed about coming off needy and wanting to bother the person who he's got the date with, and he's trying to wait for the phone to ring and all the stuff like that, and he's trying to play it cool, but it's clear he's not cool. And then Rachel is the star of this episode, that she has, she was going to tell her fiance, or her former fiance, Barry, tell him off. And then, she ends up sleeping with him. And, then she gets together with, Barry's fiance, Mindy, and they sit down and talk. And, they're going to kind of settle the score with Barry, because the two of them figure out that each one was cheating with Barry on the other one, and then Mindy decides that she's just going to marry Barry in the end. And Joey has a one-track mind. What else is new? When he finds out that Rachel's friend taught her, when Mindy taught her to kiss. And then, so Joey's obsessed with that. So, yeah. So, Rachel is the star of the episode. I want to say we're joined also with engineer Jason is here. How are you?
Hey, Tom. I'm good.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, Rachel is going back and forth where she's trying to figure out her relationship with her former fiance and stuff. And I know it's messy and it's weird, but you got to give somebody you got to cut her some slack as she navigates through this very tricky thing, because he's somebody that that meant something to her, but she doesn't know if she belongs with him. And are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, never just, look.
Yeah. No, I'm
cool. I just wanted you to say you just just gonna back to the show here. Joey is a sleaze still. Well, it's always a disappointing to see the rollback on Joey that happens sometimes, where he comes off as just a straight up sleaze, and this is one of the ones where he comes off like a sleaze. And Ross does a crossword puzzle in this one. Not Ross's most dominant episode. He's doing a crossword puzzle. And Chandler actually, it's an attempt to make him seem human in this one. And, well, we got to do an ad here. Sponsored today, we are sponsored by GasToYou.net. If you're like me, you're tired of waiting on long lines at the gas station. It's like you have to beg for the opportunity to fill your car up with gas, like they're doing you some kind of favor. And the employees there? Don't get me started. Half the time I'm worried I'm going to get knifed and dumped out back, if I'm lucky. I just want to also say I'm reading this. Did not write it. So GasToYou.net is a true lifesaver. That's why GasToYou.net is a true lifesaver. Just log in, pick out the gas you want, and within 48 hours, your gas will be waiting for you on your doorstep, secure in heavy-duty plastic bags. Just pour the gas into your car and you're good to go, literally. Use offer code TOMPODFRIENDSTOMPOD to receive 15% off on your first order of 87 octane. With gas to go, with gas to you, not gas to go, gas to you.net, you'll only find yourself at the gas station to buy cigarettes or scratch-off tickets. GasToYou.net. Get the fuel you need where you want.
At KeyBank, we know a small moment like,
ooh, these sandals would go really well with a beach,
can lead to an even bigger question like,
should I splurge on a trip this year?
And that's the type of moment where we'll meet you, with financial advice on everything from budgeting for travel to building savings. So maybe that destination isn't too far off. What do you think, Cindy?
I think these sunglasses would go well with a tiny umbrella drink.
For every financial need, we'll meet you in the moment. KeyBank opens doors. KeyBank member FDIC.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Right. Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
And again, I did not write that copy. That's a little panicky. I'm not, when I go to the gas station personally, I'm not worried that I'm going to get knifed. But I don't know. Maybe there are rougher gas stations in places where that's a legitimate concern for people. It's not a concern for me when I go to the gas station. Yes. So friends first. Let's do friends first. How about that? We'll get to the actual. Just get to it. Friends first.
Friends first.
This one is the first time we see Mindy, who is the woman who Barry is engaged to now. And when Mindy wants to talk to Rachel, Rachel's just like, oh, I'm going to get caught. She knows I had an affair with Barry. And then Mindy's like, I want you to be my, my brides, one of my bridesmaids. I want you to be my, to the best, not a best man. What do you call the maid of honor?
Maid of honor.
Yes, maid of honor. So then that's, and it's a fun thing here. The Friends fun fact ties into the Friends first. It's nice when they line up like that. So
time for another fun Friends fact.
And that is, that Jennifer Grey played Mindy in this episode. Jennifer Grey, who you know from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She played Ferris Bueller's sister, Jeannie. And Jennifer Aniston played Jeannie Bueller in the short-lived TV spinoff of Ferris Bueller back in 1990. So that's an interesting thing. That is the a Friends fun fact. That's like 101 for a Friends fun fact. If I was to take you to Friends fun fact school, that would be the ideal Friends fun fact. You're just, Jason, you're just, if you've got something, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just going to try to get through the show. You seem very, I'm almost done with the show.
Let's everything's good.
Great. Everything's good. You know, when they recorded, We Are the World, they said there was a thing to just leave it all at the door. You just leave it at, outside the studio. So
okay. I'll try that for the next.
Okay.
It's the line of the episode.
All right. The line of the episode. Ross is doing the crossword puzzle, and he says, heating device. And then Phoebe says, radiator. And Ross says, five letters. And then Phoebe says, riddletor. It's a funny one. And to rank the episode, still don't have the sound for that. This one is an episode with some heart for Rachel. It's 7 friends out of a possible 10 friends on this one. And to rank the friends, Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Ross, out of the basement, Chandler, into the basement, because he's acting like a sleaze, Joey. That one. And working on the, I told you all last week, the big announcement. Trying to get Gunther from the show, from Friends On. I had a good conversation with someone who knows James Michael Tyler, and it is looking pretty good. Trying to navigate through what this means, and we will find out. But it keeps looking better. So maybe that will happen. And we'll get a chance to talk to someone from Friends. But in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank engineer Jason Gore for being a part of the show. Thanks. The music by Josh Cantor. Thanks to Josh for the music. Still wouldn't mind a shorter version of the opening theme, but I guess you can't have everything in this life. Thanks for listening.